Well, here we are, and that was right nice of Gary and Durwood to leave us their parking place, wasn't it?
It sure was. And look, they left 20 minutes' time on the meter.
What grand sports, these chaps.
We're in good company. There's no doubt about it.
Would you lead off with the song now, Miss Clooney?
Gladly.
When you see a field where grass is blue and everything looks good to you, you're in Kentucky, sure as you're born. Where a million sunbeams lights your way, come on, stranger, won't you stay? You're in Kentucky, sure as you're born. When the shadows creep, you can go to sleep on a carpet of moonbeams. You can dream your dreams 'neath the blanket of gleaming stars. If you wake at dawn mid glistening dew and find old Dixie kissing you, you're in Kentucky, sure as you're born. You're in Kentucky, sure as you're born. When the shadows creep, you can go to sleep on the top of the moonbeams. You can dream your dreams 'neath the blanket of gleaming stars. If you wake at dawn mid glistening dew and find old Dixie kissing you, you're not in Texas, you're not in Memphis, you're in Kentucky, sure as you're born.
Rosie, now that Easter's here, almost, and all you girls are buying new outfits, tell me honestly now, do girls dress to please themselves or to please men?
Well, Bing, ordinarily I wouldn't share those
oh,
secrets.
Oh, you're going to spring, aren't you?
But in this case, the answer is both. Both.
Oh, both?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. When a girl wears Seamless Supreme by Mo Judd Hosiery, she's dressing to please herself because they're the most lavish seamless made. They really fit at the ankle and at the calf, so you never get sagging stockings. What's more, they have proven snag resistance and lace tops that help prevent garter runs.
Well, Rosie, Mo Judd's Seamless Supreme may feel better and last longer, but tell me now, what about the looks?
Well, I was just getting to that, Bing. When a lady wears Mo Judd's Seamless Supreme, she also dresses to please men because they come in so many pretty colors to blend with whatever she has on. If you haven't noticed, Bing, the prettiest legs are those in Seamless Supreme.
Oh, do tell, Rosie.
So you see, girls, when you're shopping for your new spring outfits, look for Mo Judd Seamless Supreme in those wonderful colors at the nicest specialty stores in your town.
I'll never forget the moment we kissed the night of the hayride, the way that we hugged to try to keep warm while taking a sleigh ride. Magic moments, memories we've been sharing. Magic moments, when two hearts are caring. Time can't erase the memory of these magic moments filled with love.
Bing,
telephone call that tied up the line for hours and hours. The Saturday dance, I got up the nerve to send you some flowers. Sheer magic, occult interludes, memories we've been sharing. Magic moments when two hearts are caring. Time can't erase the memory of these magic moments filled with love.
And now, friends, here's some words and music containing a bit of sage counsel for you all.
Look for the sphere and get chewing enjoyment. Look for the sphere, get Wrigley's. Fresh, strong, lively, long-lasting too. You'll say Wrigley's is great to chew. Look for the sphere and get chewing enjoyment with the biggest little treat in all the land. Get the package with the sphere and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Friends, the word spearmint cannot be trademarked, so there are many spearmint gums on the market. To be sure of getting the original Wrigley spearmint, look for the spear on the package. It is the Wrigley trademark. Some people call it a spear, some call it an arrow. Whichever you call it, it is the Wrigley trademark and is your guarantee of real chewing enjoyment. So remember,
get the package with the spear and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
A sweet, sweet love song now, ladies and gentlemen.
It's Good Night, My Someone, to be sung by me and someone.
And me and someone.
Hey, that's us.
Yeah, that's right.
Good night, my someone. Good night, my love.
Sleep tight. My someone, sleep tight, my love. Our stars shining, its brightest light. For tonight, my love, for tonight.
Sweet dreams. If dreams there be,
sweet dreams to carry you close to me.
I wish they may, and I wish they might.
Now good night, my someone, good night.
Now here's a welcome word for every housewife.
Paper lady, get your Royal Edge and Royal Lining paper.
Royal Edge and Royal Lining paper?
Yes, ma'am. The latest news for every shelf and drawer in your home.
Spruce up for spring. Don't just do spring cleaning. Add the touch of elegance that gives spring cleaning meaning. What is Royal Edge paper?
Royal Edge is shelf paper and colorful edging combined. You just fold the edging down.
And Royal Lining paper?
Royal Lining is the best looking drawer lining paper you ever saw.
Which should I get? Royal Edge or Royal Lining?
Lady, you need both. And you can afford both. Royal Edge and Royal Lining papers cost only pennies a yard at every variety store. So,
spruce up for spring. Make your home bright and gay. Get Royal Edge and Royal Lining papers today.
Mr. Buddy Cole commands our attention now. What's the word, Buddy?
Well, Rosie, I thought we'd do one of the songs from our Sleepy Time Gal album. Lover Come Back to Me, to be exact.
That features you on the piano, doesn't it?
On it, under it, and all over it.
I see. Some monkey shines, huh?
Crazy.
Intrigued by inventions.
Oh, yes, I am.
Yeah, so I wonder if you've heard about the damage recorder.
Well, somebody invented the damage recorder?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an invention.
Well, what's it for?
Well, what it is, it's a gadget that you pack with a fragile article.
Uh-huh.
Anything that you want to ship that's fragile. And it records how the package was treated from the time it was mailed to the time it was delivered.
Oh, this device records the jolts and the jars and the bumps, huh?
That's right. When your package arrives, all beaten into shreds, you'll know what happened en route by studying the printed recording.
Oh, that's very good. It is rather nice, you know, to know what happened to a pulverized package. How he got hurt, huh?
Yeah, I think it's wonderful, this damage recorder.
This would also be a good thing to carry while dancing the twist, I think.
Oh, you bet. When it gets rough out on the dance floor, you know, with people swinging into each other, or if a vertebrae snaps or something, if a knee joint kind of capsizes, recording of all this might be helpful to your doctor, save money on x-rays.
Mm-hmm. A damage recorder would also be useful in a hold-up if you're mugged. If someone hits you over the head and grabs your wallet.
Sure, your damage recorder tells you how hard you were hit.
Oh, that's it. How hard was I hit and with what and which way did he go?
They'd be good for pedestrians, too, these recorders, wouldn't they?
Yeah, nice to carry in case you're jostled in a bargain basement.
Oh, certainly, and as long as they record damage so well, I suppose girls should carry them, you know, for breach of promise suit. Sure, if a girl's jilted, gets the air, receives a terrible shock, I imagine this would show on the damage recording. She'd be paid off to the extent of the damage shown on the print.
The damage recorder goes to court.
Next case. What is it?
I think it's a song.
There may be many other nights like this, and I'll be standing here with someone new. There will be other songs to sing, another fall, another spring, but there will never be another you. There may be other lips that I may kiss, But they won't thrill me like yours used to do. Yes, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if there will never, ever be another come true if there will never, ever be another you.
Quick, Bing, grab the mic.
Got it. What should I do now?
Sing.
I will. We got time for a song?
Sure, but get at it. Time's a-wasting.
We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money, and the skies are sunny. Old man trouble, you are through, you've done us wrong. We never see a headline about a bread line today. And when we see the landlord, we can look that guy right in the eye. We're in the money. Come on, my honey, let's spend it, lend it, send it, roll it along. We're in the money, we're in the money. Ooh, money, yes, honey. Never see a headline about a bread line today. And when we see the landlord, we can look that guy smack dab in his good eye. We're in the money. Come on, my honey. Let's spend it. Let's lend it. Let's spend it, lend it, send it rolling. Hey, Lord. And so we conclude for now. We hope you enjoyed what we had to sing for you and what we had to say.
Hope also you'll be listening again tomorrow. Same time, same place.
History tells us that 187 years ago today, Paul Revere took his famous ride. Since he was riding a horse and roads were empty, he got to his destination safely. Today, few of us ride horses and our roads are usually crowded. That means we must exercise extreme caution at all times. Paul Revere helped preserve America. It's up to us to help preserve American lives on our highways.